We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Mem Beis Omid Beis, and we are just starting the Perek of Elu Treifus. And the Be'er B'Shmol darshened from a pasuk that it could be a chaya, a treifa could live, but he said there are 18 treifas. And the question is, there are more than 18 treifas. Ve'ika Baskar, and there's also Shevish Meitzah. Now let's go through all those 11 and figure out where do we go wrong. We have 18 and we're not 11. How does this fit in? Great amount like that. Sulaka Ve'ika. This is the first bays of Baskar. This is the bays. The Ve'ika Behema Shenechtu Raglam Na'kuva V'lamayla. If a behema loses his leg from the akuva v'lamayla, what's the akuva? A behema has two knees. He has, let's say, you start with the foot, with the toes, that goes to the first knee. After that starts the shaykh. From knee to knee is called the shaykh. After that it's called the yerech. So the knee that's between the shaykh and the yerech, which is higher up, there's three bones. This is between the top bone and the second bone. That's called the akuva. That's called the akuva. So behema shenechugam akuva lemaila. If it gets cut above the shoik in the yerech, then it's a treifa. So the chara, we have another treifa. We're missing in our mishnah. We're missing in the list of 18. The mishnah lists 18, and Rishmol says it's 18. That's it, and we're missing this one. So the gemara, it's not shver. Why? So the leker of Shimmer Lozo, the Omar Yechoyle, he lechavis, lichvois, lechachayas. That he'll hold, like Shimmer Lozo holds, that it can heal itself. That even though it's cut from top of the knee, it could close back up, and it won't die from that. It'll be missing a leg, obviously, have to go on three legs, but it won't die from that. So, afraid to Gemara, I don't care. So what? Apek Yechoyle, lechavis, lechachayas, the man ka Omar, the Tanavir Shmol, Tanavir Shmol, trefachayas, really. Who cares if it gets better? The fear of Bayer Shmol, treifa has nothing to do with living and not living. So he holds, even a treifa, even if it lives, it's called treifa. So why isn't this a treifa? Don't tell me because it would call it Shimon Laza holds that it could heal. So after Gemara, El Solik of Shimon Laza, he also holds that Shimon Laza holds ksheri. Dama ksheri, he holds that's kosher. So he holds that Rav Shimon Laza that's kosher. The only problem is that what kind of raya is that? We're saying, oh, he holds Rav Shimon Laza holds kosher. Rav Shimon Laza holds kosher because he holds that treifa in a chaya, and here it gets better. So how's that can help Rabbi Shmuel holds that a treifa in a chaya. So this kasha, the Maram has the kasha ready, and the Maram explains that Echram, we're saying loyim tameh, that Rabbi Shmuel hold that this behema is not called a treifa, just like we find Rabbi Shmuel Laza holds ksheira. It's different reasons. What are we gaining, Rabbi Shmuel Laza? We're showing that don't think. This is where Machrus wanted to tana good taina. Don't think the 18 treifas were given Messina exactly what they are. And then the kasha is, how could you say that it's not a treifa? It was given to Sinai, this is a treifa. So we see from Shimon Malaza that he holds that it's kosher, so it must be the exact type of treifa wasn't given to Sinai. Because here Shimon Malaza says it's kosher, so therefore Rishma is right to hold that's kosher also, for a different reason. He holds kosher because he holds it's not called a treifa. But like upon him, we're showing the Isavan Yahweh's Kshere, and therefore the Bear Rishma also can hold that it's kosher, even though it's not the same reason. Shimon Malaza holds the reason why it's kosher because it could live. Rabbi Shmuel holds on to a living, but he holds it's not called treifa. So the first kasha of the Beis was behema shenachtu raglam na'akuv l'mayla. We answered that he tak holds kasha. Next kasha, what's the ches? The samach, the Beis and the samach. Samach stands for chesaron because the samach chesaron. Frank Rava, you get chesaron v'shedra. They're missing another one, a chesaron v'shedra. The Tanya l'nter b'risa. We had an mishnah about sukkas v'shedra. That was really the chut. That was really the spinal cord. But there's another of treifa called the chesaron v'shedra. The Tanya l'nter mishnah. This mishnah is a Masechtas Olos that discusses tumas hameis in the oil. It says kama chesaron b'shedra. How much we know that basar and certain parts of the animal are matam b'oil, but a bone is not matam b'oil unless it's roiv minyan or roiv binyan. It's most of the bones or a big part of the body. So it says one of the things that a matam b'oil, even though it's only bone, is a shedra shlema. So when does it go out of the realm of Shedra Shlema? So Kama Chesaron B'Shedra, B'Shedra Mishtei Chulis. Missing two Chulis, two vertebrates, then it's not anymore considered a Shedra. One vertebrate missing already, it's not called a Shedra. Which here, it's really a Beis Hillel is being more makel. That it's not Matam and Meis when it's missing one Chulis. B'Om Rav Yudom Shmuel, that this B'Shedra Mishtei Chulis are the opposite as well. V'chein L'Treifa. When it comes to the Treifa, Beis Shammai is the one who's being mekel, because Shammai says you're not called treifa until you're missing shtei chulyos. But he still says one chulyos ready, you're a treifa. But the ma'aseh we have here treifas that's missing out of the 18. What happened to the chesaron meshadra, which is chulyos 1 or 2? But let's go like Beis Hillel. If it's missing one vertebrate, it's not going to live. It's whatever. It's a treifa. It depends on the treifa or not, but it's treifa. We're missing the samach, missing the chesaron meshadra. Why didn't say it's one of the 18? So to Gemara, you have to say that in our Mishnah it says Hamseis Bezakaisis, that's two stomachs, when it counted as one. Because Shaftlo Batarti, you counted as two trefas, Chashinu Chodo. We're going to consider that one, so now we're down to 17. Apechodo Baalchodo, we'll put in Chasar Meshadr. Break the Gemara Kasha, now the Gimel of Baskar, the Gimel of the Iko Galuda. Galuda is where the behemoth loses its skin. It loses its skin either because it got some kind of a sickness that it lost its skin, or because it got worked so hard that it scratched the skin off. So in such a case, it's a treif. So why don't we mention, it's more than 18. So like, no, solo grame, the mach, solo grame, all this kosher. Frank Demar, the fourth one of the simon, Baskar, the reish, fa'ika, charusa. What's charusa? Charusa is when the lung gets dried up. And there's two ways the lungs get dried up. It becomes so dried up, it becomes hard like a branch. So either it could happen from getting scared from like the thunder and lightning, that's like the shemayim, or if someone screams at it and scares it, it could get dried up that way. So if it's done with the adam, it's considered a treifa. So why do we mention the treifa of charusa? So zok to gemara, it says, Kash, we have another one, 19th. So the Gemara said in the Mishnah that Nikov Hamara, that if the Mara, the gallbladder got a hole. It's a treifa, Mara, man, katani la reis ruda. That's a yichidah, it's a reis ruda. Apik Mara of Ayal Charusa. We'll take our Mara and put in Charusa. And this is the way we still have 18. So the way we answer the Baskar is by saying two of them are kosher. The Merakuva Lamaila and the din of Galuda, we said it's Taka Kosher, and the other two we put in by making Hamsa Bezakos is one and taking out Mar. Keep Cheshbin, yeah. Freighting Mar Mikashev Shmaitza, there are seven Shmaitzas on Raim that say different cases of Trefa. Is Domo Rav Masna, Hai Bukadat, Machof Beduchte, Trefa. Cash number one is the Rav Masna's case of a Bukadatma, which is the book of the Atma is something that came out of it's a kulyas hayarach that's on top. We explained what a foot looks like. So this is it came out on top. The top of the three bones, which is top of the yarach, the thigh, came out of its socket. The shof meduchte came out of its socket. Not only that, it's mavuyin early on that it also got ripped, the veins over there got ripped as well, the ligaments. So that's called a treifa. Ah, yeah, Bukadat, Shaf Meduchte, Trefa, Om Rachash Rapapa, Mishmei the Rav, Loks of, that's number one. Number two is Om Rachash Rapapa, Mishmei the Rav, Loks of a Kol Yachas, Trefa, that if it got a sickness in one of its kidneys, even though it has two kidneys, one of the kidneys already gets a sickness in its Trefa. That's number two. Number three is, V'tanan, Nita, Tachol, Ksheiro, we have a Mishnah that says that the spleen gets removed, it's kosher. But Om Ravir, Mishmei the Rav, Leishon Al Nitel, Avanikiv, if it gets a hole in it, then it's a Trefa. So it's already a third one we didn't say. Fourth one, Rabbi Chana, Mashmuel, Simonim, Shnedaldu, Beruban, Treifa. Simonim, Shnedaldu is big shot what it means in the Rishonim. We'll see what we learn in the Sugya. But one of Pshat Mar, that if you ever look at an animal, you'll see that the Veshet is attached to the Kana. It's literally attached to the Kana. It's glued down to the Kana. It's like part of the Kana. The Kana is the windpipe, and the food pipe is mamish attached to it. So Nedaldu means it got separated Beruban, it's a Treifa. That's number four. The fifth one, Nekratzela Mikara Trefa. Mikra Trefa. That even though we said that it has to have ribs to break in order to be a Trefa, but if one of the tzelaim, one of the ribs gets taken out completely, then it's a Trefa. That's number five. Number six is the Gugal Shinekpisavaruba. It got banged on rive of it. It got crushed. Then that's a case where it'll be a Trefa. And number seven is a basa chayfas reva keres beruba is a treifa. The basa that covers most of the stomach, if that gets ripped, it's a treifa. And this is going according to my name, that we had in the Mishnah talking about chitzayna. This my name, the Shmuel goes without that in the Mishnah that chitzayna means that. And here it means that the stomach, part of it's covered with ribs, and the rest of it's covered with meat. So if that basa, which covers reva keres, because not all of it, because a lot of the keres is covered with ribs. So if that basa, chayfas, whatever cares, gets nikra, gets ripped, gets torn, the halacha is, that's a treifa. So the bottom line is, we have over here 7 trefes that are missing. We figured out the basgar how it fits in 18. We got it in. But now we have 7 over here. That what happened to these all 7? So to Gemara, I'll tell you pshat. Nekuvi tamna hava. There are 8 nekevs in our Mishnah. Besides fahamsis ubeisa kaisis, there's not a 8. And we'll all consider that 1, and therefore we have 7 extra. Nekuvei tam nehave. What are the nekuvei? Nekuvei haveshet. You have nikav krum. You have nikav alev. You have reya shenikva. You have nikva keva. You have nikva hamara, which took out. I'm not count that. So we have nikva hadakim, and we have keres. That was nikva. That's 7. And then we're not going to count. Then we have. We'll count that as two. We count that as 1. That's 8. So altogether 8. Hamsa is 1. So altogether 8. We have 8. We're going to condense all 8 into 1 now. Now we have 7 extra. Nikuvei tam nahavya chashinu v'chad apik shev v'al shev. So we had 7 amarayim, right? Shev shmeitza. We'll put that in instead. Gevaldik. For 8 to Gemara, if you're condensing things, yochi psukinami treyava chashinu v'chad. What's the chalav? Extra 1. Why? The two psukim in our Mishnah. Psuke ageras means the geras snapped and the shedra snapped. Nifsek achutzalav, which is the spinal cord. So if you're making nekuvim into 1, why make the psuke into 1? So yachy psuke nami treava. So chashin mechad basachad. You have extra 1. Va'oid the ravirus made the rava nami nekuvi. Ravavirus made the rava is one of the 7 of the marayim. Which is the case of the tchoil, is also a nikiv. So it's also be counted as 1. It's also a nikiv. Like the tchoil is a nikiv. It's a nitla tchoil, not a problem. A nikiv is a problem. So nikiv also here. So now we have 2 extra. So it's a pashit, elahana, on top of some smell. Remember when we said baskar, 2 of them we said were kosher. That's why we got rid of them. We're going to make them back possible. And now we have 2. We got 2 more now. Elahana tark the afka is loisapik. It won't take it out. So here we have 18 trefas, shahim. Much more. Shahim really 29. It's really 18 trefach, which is 29. That's what comes out. Because.
What's the Zadkal coming to include
them? Those. The Mishnah say word 18. The Zadkal is coming to remember that. It's only Kasha Tomer Rishmo. The Mishnah was never Shver. The Mishnah mentioned 18 and it meant the other 11 awesome Zadkal. We're answering the Rishmo. Rishmo says 18. It doesn't say Zadkal. So Rishmo's 18 is really 29. Really 29, just as a lot of them are rules. And we'll see, Ula will condense it even to less. But it means the same thing. They're arguing. He arguing on one thing. We'll see. He's arguing on one or two things, but they're going to condense it into smaller amounts. Amo Ula. Ches mina trefes nam ha-shinai. There are 8 trefes, which is what? The nekuva. So that covers all the nekuvas. Upesuka, which psuka means psukas ha-geres and psukas of the chut. Netula. Netula is like nitla kave. That's what netula stands for. Chesura. Something that's chaser is anything that was missing. That also like a nechtechu raglah is a chasura, like Rashi says. That's a chasura. Kerua, something that's ripped. That's like the basar. We said the basar, the chayfa, the keres. That's kerua. Vedrusa, that's drusa zev. The example of those things. Nefula means it fell off the roof. And what's, for example, galuda, it's part of netula. That's nitla kaveh. It's also nitla skin. Veshvura. And something that's broken is smashing the gugoyles and akiras tzela and nil nadalu asimonim. That's all shvura. La afuke la kusha the rochesh bar papa. It's coming with la afuke. So it is coming with la afuke. One of the things before, one of the marayims before, that if the kulya, the kulya is the kidneys, gets a disease called la kusha, gets laku, that's not bechal. And Ula argues on that. And Rashi speaks out. Maybe it should be bechal nekuva. Just like we say that by a re'ev, it says no, it's not called nekuva, because a nekuva of a kulya, the kulya as a whole is taka kosher. Lekusa dafka means it has a sickness, and therefore he gives a klal of 8 trefes, which is most of the trefes we have, but besides lekusa the rock is wrapped up.
What's
nefula? Nefula means it falls off the roof. We had in the Mishnah, enough from the guy. We're scared that somebody got someone a wound that we don't know about, internal bleeding. We don't know what happened to it. And therefore, you want to say later on, if you wait 24 hours, you can walk around, then it's a shovel. Unless you shechted it right away, you don't know. You never tested it, you never tested it. It's a din of testing, if not, it has a din of a trefe. And by the way, all the trefes that I mentioned in this parak, we're going to go through barichas, every single trefe, one at a time, through the parak. This is like a hakdama to the parak. Om Rav Chia bar Rava. Ches trefas yesh v'nekuva. There are 8 trefas by nekuva. Ah, there's really 9. Mim taimar tes. Ah, there's 9. So tomorrow, mara is a b'yisir hudik tanyala. Mara is the nikev amara, hole in the gallbladder, is a das yichidah, it's b'yisir hudah. And that's b'yisir hudah, so therefore there's only 8, not 9. And also, chara is more than 8, because you have dinner rabba vira, which says that a hole in the tchoil is a problem. So there's another kasha. It says, in time of tas, mara is not. But I'll tell you what is 9, because this Rashi asks, that we had before, that Rav Avira says a hole in the tchoil, in the spleen, is also a trefa. So Rashi doesn't hold of that man, doesn't hold of Rav Avira. And he doesn't hold of Mara either, because he says that's a Reis Yehuda, which is a Das Yechida. Tanya, Nikva Keva, Nikva Dakim is trefa. Reis Yehuda, also Af Nikva Amaro, also the gallbladder, also the hole. That's Das Yechida. And even though our Mishnah goes like that, it's a Stam Mishnah like that, but in these Amarayim's list, it's not included. So let's see a little bit more about it. Halachos, Chove, Kazayis, Marav, Kukubon, Simon. Amar Avitza Bar Yosef, Amar Yechran. Halacha K'Rabbeis Yehuda. That means even though we just mentioned that Rabbeis Yehuda is a Das Yachid, and we had a few times where it's Das Yachid, but Maisa, it's a Stam Mishta as well. He passes like Rabbeis Rabbi Yehuda. On the Mara. That's the only thing we have Rabbeis Yehuda for, is the Mara. That's the only thing, to my knowledge, that we have Rabbeis Yehuda so far, is Nikva Hamara. So Nikva Amara, which was Das Yachid, is Reis Yehuda, we pass like that, which is a Stam Mishta. Our Mishta also mentions Nikva Amara as one of the type of trefas, and we pass like that Man Diyama. V'am Rav Yitzchak by Yosef Amar Yechanan, Maya Hadwe Chavre Reis Yehuda. What was the discussion and between the two Tanoim when they discussed if the Mara having a hole in it is considered a trefa or not? So the Gemara explains, the Mechlekes was like this, that there's a pasuk in Iyoiv that says that Iyav lost his gallbladder a little bit. It says, "Yisoyvu alai rabov yifalach kli yisai v'lo yachmol yishbek la'aretz meirasi." We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu let the Satan give him terrible diseases and made him very sick, but it kept him alive. But it made him very, very, very sick. So one of the things that happened to him, he lost his mara. Yishbek la'aretz meirasi va'adayin Iyav kayim, and he still lived. So you see, and this man the Yama holds, that treifa ain't a chai, and if he lives, it's not a treifa. So that's what the chaverim told Reis Yehuda. Heck, you say nikav amar is a treifa. You see, klof miyav that he lived through it. Amalehem. So Rav Yosi Yehuda answered them. Ema skir ma'isanisim. You don't mention ma'isanisim. I'll bring you a raya. Diloy teimachi yifalach kli yosai, which means that his kli yosai, which is his kidneys, is lakusa, is a treifa. You can't live from that if you lose your kidneys. Ella nisa shiny. The chesiv says in the pasuk that vayeim Hashem al Satan hinoi biyadcha. I'm giving it to you. Ach es nafshe shemar. Make sure you don't kill him. Lost in the Gemara is rak, but really in the pasuk is ach. Ach es nafshe shemar. So just like there, you see klara was a nace. Legabe the klayas. Hakanam nisa shiny. So don't ask me a kasha from Iyuv. He was special nays. The Satan had to work very hard for that, like it's revealed in the Gemara and the Parakah. So from God Tzaris Shal Satan Shal Iyov, that it was hard to give him every disease, to keep him alive. It was very hard. Like the Gemara gives a muscle there to break a chavis and save the wine. It's very hard to do. The Maisa, it was a nays that he kept him alive. Like upon him, don't bring a ride. Don't ask me a cash from the pasuk. That's a nays. Don't bring a ride from that. Another member of Rav Yitzchak Sharon Vyechanam, on Ritz of Rav Yitzchak Vyechanam, Halacha Kedivra Eimer Kezayis. Halacha, the Yom says Kezayis. What does that mean? That it says in our Mishnah, Nitel HaKaved, V'loi Nishtar Baklum, is a trefa. It sounds like if it's left, let's say, a quarter of a Kezayis, it's not a trefa, it'll regenerate itself. The problem is, the Mishnah later on says that what's called a non-trefa, it says nitel hakaved minishtari mena kazayis. That's not a trefa. You just told me learn shtari mena klum. Here's a kazayis. So it's a steer. So the Gemara says taka it's a machlekes. It's a machlekes tanoim. So machlekes really two star mishnayis. Batzim. If you think about it. So he says b'shem Rabbi Yechon Allah gedim mena kazayis that we pasken like the mandam mena kazayis, which means we pasken like the next mishnah. That only if you have a kazayis is a kosher. If it's less than a kazayis, it's not kosher. Right, the Gemara. How can you say that? The halacha is like a stam mishnah. V'tna nitla kavla shdaim and a klum. Armish says this. That's when it's a treifa. So what's the more kav halacha stam mishnah? So Rashi explains that if you hold that Rabbi Yechon says a klal halacha stam mishnah, then we have stiri de gestam mishnayis. So then you can't pass like either one. It has to be a suffix, a sveik of the dinah, because you have two stam mishnayis. It must be, or this is not hold of this dinner, halacha k'stam mishnah, because he's saying he took sides. He picked one side. And he holds like that. If he held halacha k'stam mishnah, he can't pick sides. It's two stam mishnayis. That's the Gemara's kasha. Hak yisei, they paskin kazayis. Ay, this is halacha k'stam mishnah, but tanan, it says our mishnah, stam mishnah, they don't need kazayis. The Gemara, maroyin inu, baliba de Rabbi Yechanan. It's a maroyin inu, Rabbi Yechanan. And the next word is ve'om ravitza, it's a new memra, which we'll start from tomorrow. It's a maroyim ninu liv Rabbi Yechonon. It's a maroyim according to Rabbi Yechonon. If he holds of this halacha of halacha k'stam mishnah, according to Rabbi Yitzchok, he doesn't hold of that. He paskins like he holds. He holds like this mishnah, that mishnah, not stam mishnah, stam. But if you hold like stam mishnah, the stira two stam mishnayis, then taka I have to be a stick of sveikadina, like Rashi speaks out. It says that if there's two stam mishnayis, then it's a suffik who you paskin like. Akaponim, what we just learned today from Rabbi Yitzchok is that halacha by mara nikum mara is a problem. We also learned that, and we saw the conversation between them. Then we also learned about the din kazayis, the paskins, that it has to have a kazayis in order to regenerate themselves. And back to the treifas before, we had up to 29 treifas, but the mice, there were different lists. Some had a little less than that, because some didn't count Mara, some didn't count Lakusa of Akoya, and so on and so forth. And tomorrow we'll start from 60% down the Amid from Onrei Tzera Yosef.